The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
I'm delighted to be joined in studio by Colin Teevan, writer of RTÉ's new drama series, A Resistance, which is a thriller that unfolds at the height of what became known as the War of Independence between August and December of 1920. It was a guerrilla war led by Michael Collins, aimed at making British rule of large parts of Ireland unworkable by the setting up of a counter-state. Colin, you also wrote Rebellion. This was a two-season series that also aired on RTÉ, and this was obviously the natural follow-up, wasn't it? Was this something that was always in the back of your mind even before you started on the Rebellion project?
Yeah, I mean, it would be true. One of the things I discussed with RTÉ when they approached me first about Rebellion was that, to my mind, that the Rising couldn't be seen in isolation. That really, you know, that wasn't even necessarily the start, but starting possibly even with the Dublin lockout, there was probably about 10 years of revolution, really, that Ireland went through. I mean, from between 1913 and 1923, Ireland went from being a single island, unified entity part of the United Kingdom, to being two states, absolutely, you know, cut down the middle and sort of both religiously sort of segregated almost. And I thought that was, to my mind, that was the interesting story, was to look at a revolution over time. I mean, it's one of the great things that long-form television drama can give you, is that you can, unlike a movie, you can look at processes over time and characters and how they change and develop over the years. So it was always the intention. I'm delighted now Resistance is reaching the screens as well.
And what's the structure? How many episodes?
It's the same as Rebellion. It's 5 episodes. There are 4 characters carried over from the previous series. So our lead character is Brian Gleeson's character, Jimmy Mahon, and who is at the heart of the Rebellion. He is now working with Michael Collins's gang. Gang is perhaps his. It's hard to know what to call them, actually, yeah, because they were sort of a group within a group. What became known as the 12 Apostles, but he's less on that side. He's less on the assassination side and more on the information, the spying side.
A very divisive topic even now. Did you find it difficult to approach it? I mean, you've told this story through the eyes of the likes of Jimmy and that, but what areas in particular did you focus in on?
Well, I mean, as in Rebellion, I'm very interested in the roles of women and how, and again, in the process over the 10 years of how women went from being very central to very sidelined in the national struggle. But what was extraordinary was within this, I found that there were still, and nearly all the characters, men and women, are based on historical characters. So Aoife Duffin, who is playing a journalist for the Irish Bulletin, which was a kind of Irish propaganda paper that was put out by the IRA, which listed all the unreported kind of black and tan atrocities that were happening across the country. And she is based on a woman who is known as the heartbeat of the Irish Bulletin. And the Bulletin was a really important piece of work, because it actually was sent to 600 journalists and newspapers around the world. And it was really, you know, very daring, and, you know, considering the kind of information technology of the time. I mean, these were done on the equivalent of Gestetner kind of things. Mm. They were having to produce 600 copies of this every week, to the point, but it was so successful that Dublin Castle actually seized their equipment and then started trying to put out a fake Irish Bulletin with disinformation. So, I mean, fake news didn't begin with Donald Trump.
Yeah, it was alive and well back in the day.
Yeah.
Are you pleased with the way that the story was developed for TV viewers? The director has been highly praised in your work as a writer. She said that it was key. And some of the ways that she, because it is a thriller, and some of the techniques that she developed for that, she said it was quite pacey. So it was shot predominantly with handhelds.
Yeah,
so you've got that kind of a shaky camera effect, I'm assuming.
Yeah, because, I mean, you want to give the audience a sense of being there. I mean, this was the, I suppose, you know, both modern cameras and modern expectations, because the quality of handheld cameras is, you know, is so high now. It used to be that would be like an old video camera. but it also gives you a sense of being there. So you're there with your characters. So there are some set pieces that we might recognize, building towards a very famous one in November 1920. But rather than doing the big, wide, epic shot of places like Croke Park or, you know, or of Bloody Sunday, it actually, it gives you the sense you're there with the characters at street level. So, and, you know, the truth of the time is that you wouldn't have known what was going on. Mm. So you're in the midst of kind of chaos and rumours.
Pandemonium on the streets, quite literally.
And actually a lot, and considering, you know, how difficult, for instance, I've just described the Irish Bulletin, the difficulties they had in even getting the word out about what was going on. I think that that's fascinating to ask yourself the question, because this is the stories, what drama does. Drama doesn't tell history. That's for documentary, that's for docudrama. What drama does is gives you the experience of being there and asks you, the viewer, the question of, like, you know, what choices would you make? You know, if you've got to choose one side or another, or if, you know, if there's a rumor of such and such happening, do you follow the rumor or do you believe what the authorities are telling you? So that is that's the kind of question that I wish to approach. I mean, as for Catherine Moorshead, the director, I mean, she's fabulous. She's hugely experienced director, but I mean, most recently she's done a lot of No Offence for Channel 4, and it has enormous pace and energy. And she's also worked, interestingly, with a lot of Irish actors on that, people like Richard Cooper and Connor McNeil, I think his name is, who's a regular in that. But she brings a huge amount of energy to the screen. So and she's brilliant on action. So, she was a real natural fit for this.
The series has also been really applauded for its eye-catching detail. Maybe tell us a little bit about that. Dublin Castle, for example, had to be, you know, somewhat transformed to bring it back to the days of 1920.
Yeah, I mean, it's... and I suppose we didn't rely hugely on CGI. We wanted it to look real rather than hyper-real. So Dublin Castle, I mean, the courtyard looks fabulous. There's, I mean, that's the great thing, a lot of these places still exist. Office of Public Works were very helpful in trying to help us make it look as good as it could do.
Just for example, a scene in the very first episode where some of the senior Dublin Castle staff shoot expensive crown-marked plates in lieu of the clay pigeons in the castle grounds. I mean, the attention to detail sounds phenomenal, and really looking forward to seeing it. And the cast, that's a very strong cast as well. And you would have had to put in a lot of work, and indeed, Catherine praises you again for this, in ensuring that one particular character doesn't overpower another. And that the support roles are also well looked after.
Well, I mean, there's the old cliche that there's no such thing as small parts, there's only small actors. And I mean, when you're writing a character, I mean, this is, you know, from the great writers like Shakespeare would, you know, someone comes on with one line, but they're a living, breathing entity. There's a kind of a thought and an attitude and a belief. And, you know, that's the kind of, I would hope to try and do that, because, you know, it's also an ensemble piece. I wanted to tell a story of the country. So to just have one hero, this isn't Michael Collins, the movie. This isn't the story of a hero, although Michael Collins is in it, appears as a character. It's the journey of our protagonist, Jimmy, but through the kind of, the pitfalls and problems of the time as well. It takes in his roots in the Dublin tenements, but it takes in his brother who's in the RIC, and it goes to Cork, and we're covering a lot of both the country and the various viewpoints that were sort of in the air at the time.
Do you mind me asking what your process is? I always find this fascinating with writers. How do you set yourself a certain time of the day that you sit down, you do your work? Do you treat it like a Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 kind of a gig? Or does something come to you when you're lying in bed at night and you're up scribbling notes? Or is it all of the above?
It's all of the above. I mean, there's you have an idea. You need a key idea to start with, but actually you'll get nowhere if you are not regular and if you're not consistent. I mean, something like this is a huge job. In one sense, it's the scale of a novel compressed into 5 hours of screen time. And you have to have that rigor, the day in, day out rigor, but you also, you know, one has to have the kind of, you know, writing is an interesting thing because you've, on the one level, you've got the broader critic, which is the kind of the director voice in your head going, no, that won't work, that won't work, that won't work, or do this. Whereas, but you also have to allow your imagination to kind of to play. I mean, with this, you know, with Rebellion initially, the key idea I had was the three girls singing Three Little Maids from School Are We. Because I suppose I saw, you know, that I was interested with the theatricality of The Rising and, you know, and the one show that the whole of Dublin, rich and poor, loved at the time was The Mikado, which is also ironically a great piece of high colonial writing. And so on this, I kept that theatrical, but it was more a musical kind of notion going, and the idea of concerto runs through it. So that's one element, and the idea of starting with a concert. And that came from a tiny little note I'd read that they used to have these kind of fake afternoon concerts. So the idea of the, you know, the quartet playing to an empty room while a meeting of the Doyle goes on next door. All of these things are kind of, you know, so that you can't work without those ideas. But on the other hand, to get those right is, you know, it is 9 to 5, 6 or 7 days a week. And when you're in production, you've just got to, you've essentially the time limits are set by those production dates, not by you needing a weekend or whatever. It's that is when things have got to be got right by.
Well, it sounds like all of the hard work was worthwhile. I can't wait to see it. Resistance, the War of Independence drama, airs on RT1 on Sunday evening at 9:30. It's a 5-part series, like you said, 1 hour each episode. Colin Teevan, he is the writer of Resistance. Thank you very much for joining us in the studio.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.